Hi, I am Sarah, from TrendingUs.com, so let's begin. 5 Awesome Destinations for the Brokenhearted. The end of a relationship, regardless of how long it lasted, can be really devastating. It makes you question yourself and everything you have done and look towards the future with uncertainty. The century-old question, formulated by the Bee Gees in 1971 song, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart, might just be answered with travel. That's no surprise, since traveling has an undeniable positive impact on people. Solo travel, especially, pushes you out of your comfort zone and makes you discover new things about the world and yourself. It highlights your strengths and helps you develop tools for a more fulfilling life. If you need a pick-me-up travel after having your heart broken, here are 5 best destinations to heal your wounds. First, wine and food in Italy. This destination will enable you to join in one of the 3 most popular heartbreak cures: comfort food, wine, and travel. If you know your wines, you should probably stick to the Tuscany region, famous for its iconic wines like Vino Noble di Montepulciano, Chianti, and Brunello di Montalcino. The fresh and simple ingredients of Tuscan kitchen prepared with olive oil and local seasoning will cure any wound. When you discover dishes such as Papa al Pomodoro, Bistecca alla Fiorentina, and Cantuzzi, you will learn to appreciate all the beauty of this world. Besides, Tuscany is also a region of beautiful nature, green hills, and colorful cities. Second, finding peace in Nepal. We all deal with pain in our own unique way, and some of us just need tranquility and enlightenment to be able to carry on. There is no better place for achieving that than Nepal. Wedged between steamy Indian plains and breathtaking Himalaya, Nepal is every traveler's dream. You can join the Tibetan Buddhist pilgrims on a spiritual stroll, and find your peace in centuries-old monasteries and stupas, or climb the Mount Everest and heal the sorrow with adventure. Third, cruising the European rivers. Europe is a beautiful and idyllic place for people in love, but can it be beautiful for heartbroken people? Of course it can. One interesting way to experience Europe, and not to cry every time when you remember the Before Sunrise trilogy, is to opt for a hotel barge travel. This means that you would be cruising in the waterways of France, Belgium, Netherlands, and other European countries in a luxury barge with all the benefits of a hotel. Your itinerary will be so busy that you won't have the time to think about your ex. Fourth, party the pain away in Brazil. Sometime, everything you need to overcome the post-breakup pain is a gigantic party, and there's no party like a Brazilian one. Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo will make you realize how beautiful life actually is. Really, no city where you are drawn to dance samba on the street can make you feel sad. Besides, this country is also filled with scenic beaches and other amazing natural sights. Among numerous adventures you can have here are kayaking the Amazon and wildlife watching in Pantanal. Fifth, African safari. With this wildlife adventure, you won't have time to dwell on the past. A 6 to 8 days safari in South Africa usually includes the iconic destinations, such as the Kalahari, the Okavango Delta, Kruger, Fish River Canyon, Victoria Falls, Cape Town, and many more amazing places that can make you wonder, who was it, that guy, girl you've been crying about? Traveling through this astonishingly diverse region will give you the opportunity to see not only African Big Five, but also scenic landscapes and remnants of ancient culture. Breakups are heart-wrenching, but they're also decisive moments in one's life. Maybe you maintaining that relationship isn't within your power, but how are you going to deal with it and who are you going to become after is entirely up to you. Traveling can help you find yourself by getting lost, and there lies their ultimate power. These 5 destinations are perfect for mending a broken heart. But if you have some place you always wanted to go and never could, now is the time.